July saw big anniversaries, recognitions, growth, and change. With this look back to 2025, I'm Melissa Patrick. Two businesses celebrated their 50th anniversary, Kaufman Realty and Auctions and Save and Serve Thrift Shop. Kaufman Realty and Auctions President Anthony Kaufman says that 50 years can be attributed to his dad and founder Dave Kaufman's legacy. Dave was an Amish boy who grew up to work at the Sugar Creek Auction and change his trajectory.
Kaufman isn't what it is today without Dave's leadership and his guidance, but it's also not, would not have grown to where it is today without the agents and the staff members in the offices. And then we, you know, it's also a credit to the areas that we live and work in. Those areas have grown. We've just been fortunate enough to be a part of those areas. So obviously being at the auction, being a part of that, he eventually started to, you know, want to move into those areas. Started originally in cattle auctioneering, both there in Sugar Creek and also at the Mount Hope auction. Said, hey man, Dave, I think that selling real estate at auction is going to be a really big thing in the future. So when he got his real estate license, when a lot of other people were moving more into the ag sector, he started moving to that area.
They would have a community celebration with food, face painting, and cornhole, all while looking forward to the next 50 years. Save and Serve Thrift Shop would also hit 50 years in July with a week-long celebration.
We've been supported by the community so well, and we want to give back, and so we've planned an appreciation week, as we've called it. And all week long, we have some complimentary food. We've got some special sales going on, some dollar bin sales. We also have some giveaways. We're doing drawings for $50 gift cards, and just any way we can think of to kind of give back to the community and say thank you. And that's going all week long, all the way through Saturday. And then on Saturday is our special sale. It's a 50% sale. And store-wide, everything in the store, with a couple little exceptions, everything in the store will be half price all day long. The community's been so supportive, so I want to be sure to say thank you, thank you, thank you for the tremendous support we've experienced from the community.
The idea started as just a thrift store raising money to help causes, and it grew to where it can help local and international causes, all by selling donations from local residents and staffed by volunteers. The 1st of July would see the Ashland County West Holmes Career Center make a name change to Heartland Technical Education Center.
Applied to the state, haven't got anything back from them. We sent things in, but you know, everything we're sending out, you know, for July 1 is that we're now Heartland Technical Education Center.
Heartland Tech would also receive recognition from the state auditor with the Financial Reporting Award, with Tina Ludwig from the auditor's office saying that their office conducts 4,200 audits of their 6,000 clients statewide. And by receiving this award, Heartland Tech is in a group of 10% that qualify.
The Auditor of State Award is presented to local governments and school districts upon the completion of a financial audit that meets the following criteria, defined as a clean audit report. The entity must file financial reports with the auditor's office by the statutory due date without extension via the Hinkle system and in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. The audit report does not contain any findings for recovery, material citations, material weaknesses, significant deficiencies, uniform guidance, single audit findings, question costs. I especially want to recognize Treasurer Julie Smith for her outstanding leadership and commitment to fiscal integrity. On behalf of Auditor of State Keith Faber, I would like to present the Ashland County West Holmes Joint Vocational School District with the Auditor of State Award.
The Village of Shreve had a fourth council member, Kristen McCoy, resign and would also accept the resignation of their Chief of Police, Ron Kiner, adding to the growing list of resignations. They would also appoint Varney Fink and Associates to serve as the Fiscal Officer, Joan Zimmerly to her former Planning and Grant Administrator role, and Josie Hughes as Village Administrator.
Just before council meeting, I received a resignation letter for Kristen McCoy, and so I had nothing but sweet things to say before she left, and so I'm certainly grateful for her time here and for all the involvement that she's had over the years. On Friday, July 17, 2025, I received and accepted the resignation of Police Chief Ron Kiner. That is not something that this council or myself as the mayor sought after or worked toward. It was not our goal by any stretch of the imagination, and discussions will be forthcoming surrounding decisions.
It would be confirmed that there was an EF0 tornado along Fox Lake Road between Canaan Center Road and Route 3 in Wayne County, and Governor Mike DeWine signed the $60 billion two-year state operating budget into law, vetoing 67 line items, but the Ohio House would override one of them, with more overrides planned for the spring. The new budget would move Ohio to a flat income tax rate of 2.75% to be phased over the next 2 years. An expert warned that future growth could overwhelm the state's energy grid within 2 years. Services were held for Lorain Officer Philip Wagner, who was ambushed while eating lunch and shot and killed. He would posthumously be awarded the Purple Heart and Medal of Honor by Lorain's police chief. The Cleveland Clinic would be ranked in the top hospitals in the country, coming in at 3 for cardiology and the top 10 across 7 other specialties. With this look back to 2025, I'm Melissa Patrick.